This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
If you're 40 or older like me, losing weight can get tougher. The old tricks may not work any longer. On top of that, balancing family duties often means neglecting your own well-being. Good news, you don't have to struggle with weight loss anymore. I will help you tackle hormonal and metabolism changes and share proven strategies and methods to lose weight for good. Prioritize your health to fully embrace all that life still has in store for us.
So, okay. I am so excited to share today's episode with you. As promised in my last episode, I am going to share with you how you can boost your own natural GLP-1 hormone or peptides in your own body. I am sure you have heard about GLP-1 drugs such as Ozempic and the like to help with diabetes type 2 and weight loss. Well, today I will talk about ways you can actually boost GLP-1 in your own body without any medications. Make sure you listen all the way to the end of this episode because I will also discuss how the wrong foods will decrease the natural production of GLP-1. So, can you really boost GLP-1 naturally? Let's first talk about GLP-1, the medication. It is getting a lot of buzz in the weight loss world for its effectiveness in managing weight and boosting metabolic health. Studies show that GLP-1 receptor agonists have been shown to help people with type 2 diabetes by lowering their blood sugar and obesity by reducing their appetite. Medications might increase GLP-1, but you can also do that with food that fills you up and keeps you satisfied. Many people haven't even heard of GLP-1 before a couple of years ago, but the not so secret is that we've had it all along in our own bodies. Our own bodies produce the hormone GLP-1. And today I will share with you on how to enhance it naturally in your own body. The pharmaceutical interventions have developed medications based on our own physiology. Prescription GLP-1 medications such as semaglutide, such as Ozempic and Wegovy, and tirzepatide, such as Mounjaro and Zepbound, act by mimicking the effects of the naturally occurring hormone GLP-1, which stands for glucagon-like peptide 1. The rise in this hormone slows down the digestion, which helps you feel satiated after you eat. It suppresses appetite and therefore prompts you to stop eating. Let's hone in a little more on this naturally occurring hormone in our bodies. Please don't get intimidated by the science jargon. I'll make it easy to follow. What is GLP-1? GLP-1, or glucagon-like peptide 1, is a hormone your body naturally produces in the gut. It's released in response to eating and is crucial in managing blood sugar levels, and it is essential for weight loss. Here's a couple of ways on how it works. It works through blood sugar regulation. GLP-1 helps lower blood sugar by boosting insulin, which is released from your pancreas after we eat. It blocks the release of glucagon, also from the pancreas, a hormone that raises blood sugar levels, and it helps to keep your levels, your blood sugar levels in check. It also works by appetite control. It slows down the emptying of your stomach to your intestines, preventing sudden spikes in your blood sugar. It suppresses your appetite. What it does is GLP-1 sends signals to your brain, specifically to the hypothalamus, which is a region involved in regulating appetite and satiety. GLP-1 receptors are found in brain regions like the hypothalamic arcuate nucleus and the dorsal medial hypothalamus, which are involved in regulating appetite and food intake. It tells your brain that you are full for a longer period of time, which can naturally curb overeating. How do our bodies naturally produce GLP-1? GLP-1 is made in the gut by enteroendocrine cells, the L cells, like L-M-N-O-P, the L cells lining the small intestine and colon. Smaller quantities are secreted by the pancreas and the central nervous system. Since the GLP-1 peptides are produced in our gut, it is prudent that we learn a little more about the gut microbiome and its relation to our health. Let's take a look at what is the gut microbiome. I'm sure you've heard it many, many times. So the gut microbiome, it consists of bacteria, viruses, fungi, and other microscopic living things that are referred to as microorganisms or microbes for short. Trillions of these microbes exist mainly inside your intestines and on your skin. Most of the microbes in your intestines are found in a pocket of your large intestine called the cecum, and they are referred to as the gut microbiome. The bacteria and other microbes in your gut help you digest food and may support immune, heart, and brain health, among other benefits. Those tiny organisms living in your gut may hold the keys to your health. Certain gut bacteria produce metabolites that help trigger the release of GLP-1. A couple of these substances include 1, short-chain fatty acids. When gut bacteria break down fiber, they produce short-chain fatty acids. Research suggests that these short-chain fatty acids can stimulate GLP-1 release by binding to the L cell receptors. And another substance that will help stimulate the release of GLP-1 are indoles. Certain gut bacteria will take certain nutrients in the food we eat and turn it into indole. Indole then helps your gut release GLP-1. One of the nutrients is tryptophan, which is in many of the foods I will mention. Since our gut impacts our well-being and a healthy gut produces GLP-1, we need to make sure that our gut is healthy and well balanced. You can support and enhance your body's natural GLP-1 production with your food choices. So, are you ready to understand which food choices support and enhance your gut microbiome and your body's natural GLP-1 production? I hope so. I'm ready to share them with you. Here are some excellent ones. Number 1, high fiber foods. Incorporate more low-carb whole grains, such as legumes. It includes all kinds of beans and lentils, fruits. I will stick with lower glycemic index fruits, such as apples and all the berries, and vegetables. I would stick with non-starchy veggies into your diet to stimulate GLP-1 production. So again, low-carb whole grains, fruits, and veggies. These are all excellent for boosting natural GLP-1 levels. They're soluble fiber and less processed carbohydrates slows down digestion. This leads to a gradual release of glucose into the bloodstream, which helps regulate blood sugar levels and which triggers the release of GLP-1. They produce longer GLP-1 stimulation effects as they pass through the intestines versus more rapidly absorbed carbohydrates like refined flours and sugars. Eating food rich in fiber has been linked to weight loss, reduces feelings of hunger, and is also linked to lowering our triglycerides, which is a good thing. Okay, number two, protein-rich foods such as turkey, chicken, eggs, cheese, salmon, tuna, sardines, to name some. These foods are a rich source of tryptophan, which is an essential amino acid, an important nutrient which supports GLP-1 production, as mentioned before. Number three, healthy fats, such as avocados. Let me tell you something about avocados. One whole avocado is also high in fiber, about 10 to 14 grams of fiber, depending on the size. An additional side note about avocados is that if you eat an avocado, it not only increases levels of GLP-1, but also another appetite-regulating hormone called peptide YY, like a double Y, which also reduces insulin levels. So, an all-around great fruit. Don't be afraid to eat them. Some other healthy fats are nuts. My personal favorites are pistachios, almonds, and walnuts. I always get them from Sprouts in bulk or the Trader Joe's packages. Actually, nuts are excellent to aid in GLP-1 release because they are a source of protein, fiber, and healthy fat. Other healthy fats are extra virgin olive oil, EVOO, chia and flax seeds. They are excellent choices for enhancing GLP-1 release. So the healthy fats are avocados, nuts, and extra virgin olive oil, chia and flax seeds. Those are some to name a few. And then the fourth thing I will mention are probiotics. These really support a healthy gut microbiome. Fermented foods are high in them, like Greek yogurt, kefir, kimchi, or sauerkraut. All of them can support gut health and improve GLP-1 activity. I eat Greek yogurt almost daily, just the plain Greek yogurt, not with any flavor or additional sugars added. And I love kimchi and sauerkraut. Research suggests that dietary and lifestyle changes that promote the body's natural release of GLP-1 could be a useful approach for managing obesity and type 2 diabetes. Now, the very foods that stimulate the release of GLP-1 peptides are the very foods that I have said over and over again in this podcast and to all my TNT program clients. TNT stands for Trim and Timeless, and that is to eat proteins, veggies, and healthy fats. The triad of satiating nutrients is protein, fat, and fiber. They all slow the movement of food through the digestive tract, promoting satiety, and are foods that enhance GLP-1 secretion. Increasing GLP-1 levels are beneficial for managing blood glucose and weight. Now, let's talk about foods that decrease GLP-1 production in your gut. Let's talk about excessive sugar and its effect on the gut microbiome. Again, the fact that our natural hormone, GLP-1, is produced in our gut, we need to be mindful of how we take care of our gut microbiome. Also, there is a bi-directional, a two-way communication between the brain and our gut. They constantly communicate, sending signals back and forth. How they communicate is via the enteric nervous system. The gut has its own nervous system, the ENS, the enteric nervous system, which controls digestion and it communicates with the brain. The vagus nerve is a major pathway for communication between the brain and our gut. So let's take a look at what could negatively affect our digestive system. Again, a gut microbiome is the medical term for the bacteria, viruses, fungi, and other more microorganisms that reside in our cecum, which is in the large intestine. Our gut microbiome contains up to 1,000 species of bacteria. We have good bacteria and bad bacteria in our gut. So let's discuss what foods would work against your gut producing GLP-1 optimally. Because if you optimize your gut health, you optimize the release of your natural hormone, GLP-1. The particular food that I will focus on, I already said it, that I will focus on that disrupts your gut microbiome is sugar. Sugar can silence a key protein named ROC. I just call it ROC. ROC is short for regulator of colonization. Regulator of colonization, short name is ROC, is required for colonization by a gut bacterium called B theta. That's short for a very long name that I have a hard time pronouncing. So B theta is a gut bacterium that is associated with lean and healthy individuals, according to a 2018 Yale University study. Sugar in foods and drinks is supposed to be absorbed in the upper intestinal tract, but taking in large amounts of sugar can cause some of the sugar to pass through the intestines unabsorbed. So the sugar arrives in your colon where it can harm you by keeping helpful, healthy bacteria from growing in your colon and encouraging the overgrowth of harmful bacteria. Specifically, unabsorbed sugar in your colon can prevent the good bacteria from producing a key protein called ROC, the regulator of colonization, as mentioned. It silences the ROC protein, which is required for growth of the beneficial bacterium, the B theta bacterium in your gut, in your colon. Without ROC, the B theta do not thrive and multiply, which allows harmful bacteria to replace them in your colon. So a diet that's high in processed food and added sugar can eliminate the beneficial bacterium in the human gut. The resulting imbalance can cause increased cravings for sugar, which further damage the gut. So we need to be wary about incorporating too much sugar into our daily diets. I can't say this enough. Excessive sugar has a negative impact on the gut microbiome and can lead to serious conditions if caution is not taken. Now, I don't know if I mentioned it before. I mean, I have, but only if you've been listening to all of my episodes. My husband and I are huge USC sports fans. So the funny thing is I never knew how to watch football. And so I never went to the games, but I wanted to join him and be his partner. And, you know, instead of staying home, I wanted to be with him. So he patiently allowed me to ask him as many questions as I wanted so that I could learn how to watch football. So I'm going to actually try to explain what I just said about the B. theta bacterium in sports terms. I hope I don't butcher it. I hope I don't butcher it all. Okay, in football, the defensive linemen are there to attack the offensive linemen. The offensive linemen are there to protect the quarterback as he is making decisions to strategically throw the ball and to whom. A protected quarterback is the goal. Now, imagine the defensive linemen as excessive sugar. Imagine they have attacked and silenced the offensive linemen, which is the ROCK protein, the regulator of colonization protein, thereby rendering the quarterback, the good bacteria named B. theta, vulnerable. So it's rendering the quarterback vulnerable. So B. theta, our quarterback, which is part of a healthy microbiome, gets sacked. B. theta is associated with leanness and health. So if the B. theta is sacked, using this football analogy, the microbiome becomes imbalanced. An unhealthy microbiome will affect your overall health. It will compromise your leanness. It will compromise your ability to release GLP-1 hormone. So B. theta plays an important role in maintaining gut health and producing short-chain fatty acids. Remember earlier we talked about short-chain fatty acids. They're the ones that stimulate GLP-1 release by binding to the L cell receptors. Additionally, B. theta has been associated with various health benefits such as promoting anti-inflammatory responses, regulating the immune system, and protecting against certain diseases. So we need to protect our quarterback, our B. thetas, by not allowing the sugar, the defensive linemen, to silence our ROCK protein, our offensive linemen. Okay, I hope you enjoyed my little sports illustration. So you might be asking, is that all I do then, Dr. G? Just eat proteins, veggies, and healthy fats and not eat sugar and ultra-processed food? Yes, but. Definitely yes. But the thing is probably most of you actually knew to do this, yet you are still here listening to this podcast. What's the but? The but is that it is that simple, but many of us struggle with how to actually implement that long term. I mean, initially we can probably be fired up and we can set out to eat that way, but why is it that we eventually give in or give up and regain the weight? The but is that we need to also learn the other key component, and that is we need to also rewire our brains and adopt new mindset shifts that will enable you to actually adopt the eating habits and lifestyle changes sustainably. And that part is a little more difficult to teach over a podcast. It is a little more difficult because each of you have different life challenges and need coaching that is tailored to your challenges. And that is where I can assist you. So please check out my website at Trim and Timeless if you would like to be coached by me. I am currently offering $200 off my program, and the offer ends at the end of this month on April 30th, 2025. So please take advantage of the offer to get a jump start to a great summer and a great life. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that it wasn't too scientific to understand. It all basically boils down to enjoying the whole foods I mentioned to enhance your natural GLP-1 hormone to be released from your gut, which communicates constantly with your brain to have a healthy feedback of feeling satiated and not to overeat. It also boils down to avoiding excessive sugar intake, basically avoiding all the ultra-processed foods out there that will cause your gut to be imbalanced, which will create an imbalanced communication with your appetite center in your brain. I really hope this has helped you. Until next time, please make better food choices. Nourish the body that is working so hard to take care of you. Take care, my beautiful friends.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Trim and Timeless. If you're feeling inspired and ready to take your journey to the next level, remember that I am here to support you every step of the way. If you're looking for additional accountability, personalized coaching, and unwavering support, visit trimandtimeless.com. That's TRIMANDTIMELESS.com. You can sign up for a complimentary mini session where we can explore how I can help you achieve your goals. It would be an honor to be your coach and guide you towards the success you deserve. Until next time, remember, it's never too late to lose weight.